Sylvia Plath's The Bell Jar, a semi-autobiographical novel, is her only work of fictional prose. It vividly explores the oppressive societal expectations placed on women in mid-20th century America, alongside themes of madness and mental illness. Reflecting Plath's struggles with depression, suicidal ideation, and psychiatric care, the novel's central metaphor, the bell jar, represents a suffocating sense of entrapment and isolation. Published in 1963 under the pseudonym Victoria Lucas, The Bell Jar initially received a lukewarm reception, yet it gained recognition in the 1970s during the rise of the women's movement, eventually becoming a feminist classic critiquing the conformity of 1950s America. Its delayed American publication, opposed by Plath's family due to concerns over identifiable characters, marked a significant turning point in its reception and cultural significance. The novel's feminist critique resonated deeply with the growing demand for gender equity, establishing its place as a powerful exploration of women's struggles to break free from societal constraints. Over the past 3 months, I've been inspired by The Bell Jar to create The Wars Within, a mixed media craft object that reflects and extends Plath's exploration of identity, autonomy, and entrapment. The title, The Wars Within, encapsulates the internal struggles and conflicts that Esther Greenwood, the novel's protagonist, grapples with. This piece combines linocut, typesetting, printing, and collage to delve into the enduring themes of the novel. At its heart is a linocut of shoes, both a symbol of femininity and a metaphor for movement and progress. Alongside it, a quotation from the novel captures Esther Greenwood's pervasive sense of isolation. Because wherever I sat, on the deck of a ship or at a street cafe in Paris or Bangkok, I would be sitting under the same glass bell jar. The collage elements of The Wars Within incorporate fragmented domestic imagery, such as a dinner table and a mother holding her child. These images reflect the societal pressures that defined women's worth in Plath's time. Their fractured and layered arrangement symbolizes Esther's mental disarray and rebellion against conformity. Together, the linocut, quotation, and collage visually echo the suffocating metaphor of the bell jar, inviting viewers to consider the persistent impact of societal constraints on women. The linocut design adds depth to these themes, transforming a mundane object like a pair of shoes into a powerful emblem of societal expectations and resistance. Creating The Wars Within was an artistic endeavor and a deeply reflective process. Engaging directly with the novel's themes, I found parallels between the act of crafting and Greenwood's internal battle to construct an identity beyond social expectations. The deliberate carving, arranging, and layering mirrored the tension between self-expression and the pressures of conformity. Each element was a conscious exploration of Plath's critique of restrictive roles and the psychological toll of adhering to them. Ultimately, The Wars Within pays tribute to Plath's work while underscoring its enduring relevance. The act of making itself became a profound means for internalizing and connect with the struggles Plath described. Much like writing, crafting is a powerful act of resistance, a way to challenge societal norms, provoke meaningful dialogue, and inspire others to question deeply entrenched hierarchies. Through this project, I not only gained a deeper understanding of the bell jar, but also discovered the transformative potential of crafting to navigate and confront oppressive societal constraints.